Okay, so we have to talk about the Trump NFTs. Look, politics are divisive, and I avoid talking about politics at all costs. I'm a centrist, and I think believing in one side your whole life or one ideology without being open to listening to someone you disagree with is a dangerous echo chamber. So I'll keep my thoughts minimal on that front. Before we dive in, I want to take this opportunity to ask you to subscribe to this podcast and leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you're getting this from. Also, if you go to our website, hotwallet.ca, and sign up for email alerts, I'll give you a list of the top crypto projects that I'm watching into 2023. And I won't spam you, I promise. Former U.S. President Donald Trump teased everyone with a huge announcement, but it was more of a vanity announcement as he unveiled a new NFT drop called Trump Cards, which is 45,000 digital trading cards with sweepstakes prizes attached, each one for sale for $99 with only an email address or a crypto wallet needed. The collection includes moments from his real and fantasy life. Trump the golfer, Trump Superman, Trump the big game hunter, Trump the NASCAR driver, and even Trump the astronaut. Each purchase of an NFT was an entry to win something Trumpy, like a Trump autographed thing, or a Zoom call with him and 20,000 other people, or the grand prize, dinner with the man himself. Anyone with enough cash and self-loathing could even just buy 45 NFTs for around $4,500 and circumvent the contest altogether and win, with air quotes, a dinner with the Donald. Now, we can laugh all we want at this obvious grift, but my friend, as we sit here today, he has sold out all 45,000 NFTs. Quick napkin math means he or his company just made about $4.5 million in a day. Not only that, he'll also make 10% of the future sales of the NFTs on a secondary market like OpenSea. As it stands right now, the floor price of these NFTs on OpenSea are about 0.145 ETH, which is just under $200. So a quick double for anyone who bought directly from the collecttrumpcards.com website and went to sell it to make a quick buck. And remember, Trump gets 10% of that sale and the future sales forever. As a trader, I wouldn't FOMO into these if you're looking to trade them or buy one as a joke. The hype on new NFT drops usually fades over time. That said, we might see demand rise as the mainstream media starts to cover the forthcoming election circus. There's a lot of shadiness that I've read about the company behind the NFT launch that you can read, and I'll leave a link to that article in the show notes. Also, the fine folks at Reddit found out that a lot of the images were not only photoshopped to make him look skinnier, but basically copied from small clothing company websites with just the color changed and a number of 45s and American flags attached to his clothing. We've even seen pushback from the MAGA crowd, some of which made jokes to Ben Shapiro saying that they want to trade their Trump card for a Ron DeSantis one. My opinion is that this is a no-lose situation for Trump. I mean, it takes balls to drop an NFT project in the depths of crypto winter. And say what you will, but it worked. He sold out, and we're all talking about it. Sorry about that, by the way. Grifters are going to grift, and this is an easy cash grab with little investment. I mean, he probably went to Fiverr, paid some kid $5,000, and had him spin out some JPEGs. Sure, the legal work and the website they created would have cost money, but let's be generous and say maybe it cost him $50,000 to get this going. He just made $4.5 million plus 10% of the future sales. That's an amazing return on investment. Say what you will about Trump, but he's not an idiot. I don't agree with his politics, though some of his ideas when in office were good enough that Joe Biden ended up carrying them over. I find his views and personality distasteful, and I do think he's a danger to democracy. At the core, I think he's a shady businessman who plays the game. And this one, I think, was a win for him, even though it's totally cringeworthy. There's a population of people that will, for whatever reason, follow him blindly into the fire. They'll go to Trump University. They'll stay at Trump Tower while on vacation. Heck, they'll even eat Trump steaks, even though I'm not sure that it was even a real meat. Those people will give him money and vote for him no matter what. And there's one thing we've learned. It's never great to underestimate someone who has a devout following, no matter how funny it may seem at the time. Everyone laughed when he came down the escalator at Trump Tower. He just proved he can still make money fast and has potentially tens of thousands of new email addresses which he may have the ability to communicate with. In the past, Trump has called Bitcoin and crypto a scam, and this week he used it for his own personal promotion and monetary benefit. There's a saying in trading, don't listen to what other people say, watch what they do. Behavior never lies. Thanks for listening to the Hot Wallet Podcast. Check out our archives for great interviews and other things you may have missed this year. Please subscribe and leave a review and share this with a friend if you enjoyed it. I wish you the best for the upcoming holidays and hope you have an amazing 2023. My name is Scott McGregor, at Scott Trades on Twitter. I'll see you next time. From the bottom, ain't no half-stepping. I'm the dog, I made it through so they don't ask questions. Long Beach and it ain't no half-repping. Once a dog, always a dog, so they don't ask questions.
The Podcast Super Friends is a monthly meeting of five podcast producers.
Hi, I'm Catherine O'Brien from Branch Out Programs in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
I'm John Gay from Jagged Detroit Podcasts.
I'm Matt Kundel from the Sound Off Podcast Network.
I'm David Yes from Pod 617, the Boston Podcast Network.
And I'm Johnny Peterson from Straight Up Podcasts.
Together, they form the Podcast Super Friends, an alliance of podcast masterminds sharing best practices, insights, and discussions to help make you a better podcaster. Follow or subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or at soundoff.network.
Kids, I'm your eager beaver.
And I'm Mr. Grizzly.
If you love politics
or hate politics,
then have we the perfect podcast for you.
The True North Eager Beaver.
Incisive political commentary.
We keep you up to date
and give you the political and media literacy you seek
to help you
cut through the bovine fecal matter.
Facts first.
Sound analysis.
Sometimes I growl.
Sometimes I sass.
We impart civics and build community.
And we share some laughs along the way.
Being informed
and engaged has never been more fabulous.
Or sexy. Catch us on the Dean Blundell Network or on our YouTube channel.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Because democracy is something you do.
Another Sound Off Media Company podcast.